Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can't lose us. If you're here now, you know where we are. So come on back. We'd love to have you. And tell your friends and family. If you think they can gain some information to make them healthy and to have a better quality of life. We're going to bring you new topics all the time on how to be healthier. So we want to clue you in, because every condition you fight, you're challenged with, is brought on by you and I. If we're unhealthy, if we're sick, fatigued, tired, exhausted, colds and flu, we're just not healthy. Maybe even arthritis and even cancer. Cancer is not an unknown condition. There are some forms of cancer that are hereditary by genes. But basically, 95% of all cancer is caused by you and I. Smoking causes cancer. We don't have to smoke. Obesity causes cancer. We don't have to be overweight. But we choose not to do that. We choose to smoke. We choose to eat too much. We choose to be fat and unfit. That's our choices. And we make those choices. Can you believe that? That we would do that to ourselves? So what's the solution? Change your lifestyle. Stop eating junk food. Stop eating ultra-processed foods. Stop smoking. Lose weight. Exercise, eat a healthy diet, high quality protein, good quality fats like extra virgin olive oil. Exercise, walk, swim, bike. Do the things that you will gain a quality of life. Better health overall. And right now I'm going to tell you how to stop cold and flu and viral infection with a very special extract from oyster mushrooms. I'm also going to talk about chronic kidney disease and how do you keep up your energy levels, high blood pressure, not for adults anymore, and for kids. Can you believe that? High blood pressure in kids. And the nutrient of the day, choline, C-H-O-L-I-N-E, choline, and signs of high blood sugar in women, and yeast infection, candida overgrowth, and can a virus cause heart disease, heart attacks? I'm afraid so. But we have a lot to cover today, so let's just get on with our subjects. Now, I want to tell you how you can stop colds and flu and viral infections, upper respiratory tract infections, bronchitis, sinusitis, by consuming a very special oyster mushroom. You know, I travel all over the world. And I travel primarily because I want to learn more. I want to learn how we can be better and have a healthier quality of life. So I can bring back that information to you, to my readers, to my listeners. Yes, and when I say readers, you can go to my website, TerryTalksNutrition.com, And you can read all the newsletters that I have written, weekly newsletters. There's hundreds of them. And you can listen to my radio show anytime you want, not just on the weekend, but any day, every day. You can pull up a radio program from the archive section of the radio shows. So I travel all over the world to find all that information. And I have a nice group of researchers that come up with new ideas, healthy ideas. But I'm going to talk to you about Ploran. I'll spell that for you. P like in Peter. L like in love. E-U. R like Robert. A like Nancy. Excuse me. A like Nan. N like Nancy. I got too far ahead of myself. Ploran. Ploran is a biologically active compound that supports a normal immune system response. And it's found only, exclusively, in oyster mushrooms. You know, there's a big interest now in mushrooms. But there are very, very few companies in the United States that sell mushrooms with science behind their product. Oh, there's a lot of science behind mushrooms, but how do you know what company does the quality of mushrooms that are equal to the science? Very, very few. Don't be misled. But Ploran, the biologically active compound in oyster mushrooms, activates the immune system through a direct interaction with immune cells found in the intestines called the Peyer's patch, P-E-Y-E-R-P-A-T-C-H-E-S, Peyer's patch, or patches. They're a group of cells, receptors, found in the intestines. This makes it a very different form from natural immune medicines like elderberry or echinacea. And this comes with a tremendous amount of research that I'll cover with you in just a moment. It doesn't directly kill bacteria or viruses because it's a very strong fiber. And the fiber has to be digested in the Peyer's patches to release the cells that will improve the immune system to make your own defenses stronger. But we have to digest that fiber that releases the biologically active compound. Now, this is a really, I love this product called Ploran. It's great for preventing respiratory diseases. And there's a tremendous amount of clinical research that validates reduced incidence of upper respiratory tract infections, especially recurrent infections like the common cold, influenza, COVID-19, sinus infection, ear infection, tonsillitis, bronchitis, asthma, allergies, COPD, reducing immune response and suppression associated with exercise. If you overwork, you overexercise, you're tearing down your immune system. There's only so much strength and power in your immune system. We can override that by getting too tired, overexercising, running too much, whatever it might be, we can do damage to our immune system without knowing it. If you work out until you're so exhausted that you hate to go back and do it again, you have to know when to stop. You work out your muscles, tear them down slightly so they rebuild stronger. Not to wipe them out. Now, this pleuron comes with a tremendous amount of research. There are many companies now jumping on the bandwagon about mushrooms. And there's a lot of research by universities and institutions around the world on mushrooms. But now the mushrooms that companies are selling aren't doing the research on their product. Now, this product that I ran across when I was traveling around the world, I was in Slovakia. And I was invited by a group of scientists to sit into their medical conference. I was the only one that was non-medically educated. I was not a doctor. I was not a PhD. I was not a research scientist. But they knew that I was able to get this information across in the U.S. This is a very, very important ingredient, not found anywhere else. So, how do you use this product? Well, it has to be taken on an empty stomach because the papyrus patch has to be able to break down the fiber of the mushroom. And if you have other food in your stomach and your intestines, you're not going to have those immune cells of the papyrus patch be able to find the fibers to break them down. So it has to be on an empty stomach. First thing in the morning, take it 30 minutes before breakfast. Or throughout the day, an hour before a meal or 2 hours after a meal. Because food can block the pleuron from receptors on the papyrus patches. Now, some of these diseases can be life-threatening. So consult a healthcare practitioner if you are pregnant, nursing, or undergoing immunosuppressant treatment. Do not use if you've had an organ transplant. Now, the product that they have researched in Slovakia is 300 milligrams of pleuron, 100 milligrams of vitamin C, and zinc. They found these three natural ingredients combined together had a very powerful effect on all conditions involved in the upper respiratory tract. In fact, when I was at the medical conference, I came down with a very, very bad respiratory condition. Cold, flu, I couldn't sleep at night. I tossed and turned. And luckily, they were demonstrating these ingredients to the medical doctors in the conference. And I went up to one of the scientists and asked if I could find any capsules anywhere that was equal to what I was listening to from the research scientist. They directed me to a pharmacy down the street. I went down the street and I bought this combination, 300 milligrams of pleuron, 100 milligrams of vitamin C, and 10 milligrams of zinc. It only takes, what they have told me, 3 to 5 days to overcome a cold or flu or any upper respiratory tract infection. Within 2 days, I felt fantastic. It was a 5-day conference, and I thought I was going to have to miss all of it. But within 2 days, I was back. I felt fantastic. I felt great. Felt better than when I got there. So if you're coming down with cold or flu, or you have upper respiratory tract infection, or if you have bronchitis or sinus infection, or ear infection. And they have a less stronger one for children that is only 100 milligrams of Pleuron and 100 milligrams of vitamin C. The product is made for children and adults. Now, what they found out is that it is supported by 25 years of research. And there are over 40 studies. So during this five-day conference, they could not cover 40 studies, but they covered the most major studies that have a huge biological effect on the immune system and the respiratory tract, upper respiratory tract. They went into deep, deep research to prove how effective this product was. They sell it in 25 different countries, primarily to physicians, pediatricians, and pharmacists. I think it's just going to absolutely do away with cold and flu, or shorten and the severity of a cold and flu. It's going to make a big difference. Hey, that sounds like that sounds like I need it now. This is a product that you you're going to want to discover. So check out all the information, and you'll find it so much more effective. Find a health food store or a pharmacy or someone that may be able to find this product and make it available to you. There's an adult capsule and a children's capsule. They're different strengths, different needs, different requirements, but it's truly one of the most scientifically validated natural product I've ever seen. Now, here's some new information. New on the top of the 10 list, the top 10 diseases. Chronic kidney disease, a silent killer. Kidney disease. Worldwide, the number of people living with chronic kidney disease has doubled in the last 40 years. For the first time ever, a new study has found that kidney disease, chronic kidney disease, is one of the top 10 leading causes of death in the world. Heart disease is still number one. Stroke, certain types of cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, and other forms of dementia are also leading causes of death. Now, what should you look for? What are the signs of kidney disease? Well, kidneys filter the blood to remove toxins and waste and regular blood pressure, and regulating blood pressure. And when the kidneys are not functioning correctly, you might experience puffy feet and ankles, fatigue, foamy urine, itching and muscle cramps are all signs of chronic kidney disease. But you would never think so. If you look at your ankles, look at your feet, if you're extremely tired, fatigued, exhausted, and you have foamy urine, look at your urine. It'll give you some clues. And do you have excessive itching and muscle cramps? Now, let me give you some ideas some help on how you can overcome chronic kidney disease. The number one natural product, CoQ10. This is one of my favorite natural compounds. CoQ10, the most important nutrient for your heart, because the same enzyme system in the body that makes cholesterol also makes CoQ10. So when you lower your cholesterol with a drug that blocks and inhibits the enzyme that makes cholesterol, you lower it, you are also lowering CoQ10. Whoever made our body didn't intend that to be. But the medical companies have told you a bunch of malarkey. Your cholesterol is natural the way it is. Very few people have too high of a cholesterol, because your body takes care of your cholesterol level. You have a mechanism of action through an enzyme system that makes cholesterol for your body. And it makes all your hormones, makes vitamin D, protects your heart. CoQ10 is in that same enzyme system. So if you're taking a statin drug or any other drug to lower cholesterol, you need CoQ10. But you also need CoQ10 because CoQ10 supplementation has been shown to improve the markers of kidney function. And also, it stops all oral diseases, all so forth, like all of the diseases that can, your gum disease, your bleeding. When you brush your teeth, if you're seeing blood, you need CoQ10. It gives you a very, very good indication that if you are seeing blood, periodontal disease, pyorrhea, they're all associated with a lack of CoQ10. And if you're deficient in CoQ10, it slows the progression. If you take it, it slows the progression of kidney disease. You can turn it around. In previously published studies in patients with chronic kidney disease, CoQ10 supplementation was associated with reduced oxidative stress and inflammation. It lowers A1C levels, improved heart function. Chronic kidney disease doubles the risk of heart disease. CoQ10 is one of the most remarkable natural nutrient for oral disease, for kidney disease, heart disease. It improves heart function. It improves kidney disease, or reduces it, I should say, which can double the risk of heart disease. You have so much to gain by taking CoQ10. How do you use CoQ10? 100 milligrams daily of a CoQ10 with gamma cyclodextrin. This increases CoQ10 by 8 times. So if you're taking 100 milligrams, that's equivalent to 800 milligrams. You can also consider increasing to 200 milligrams daily for serious chronic kidney or heart disease. This is a lifesaver in many, many ways. Add CoQ10 to your list of natural compounds that can save your life and block some of these kidney diseases, heart disease, periodontal disease, bleeding of the gums. This is a remarkable product, CoQ10. a natural substance manufactured by your body if you're not taking drugs to lower your cholesterol. When you take drugs to lower your cholesterol, you will also lower your CoQ10, which is also made naturally by your body. They're a tandem. They work together. And we block them because of money. The drug companies love it. $40 billion a year. Folks, I've got to pause. Time to take a break. We're at the bottom of the hour. But I'm coming back. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be here to the top of the hour right here. Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. Hey, folks, I'm back. I hope you're back, too. Let's do this together. Let's find out how we can be healthier together. I want to be healthier. I hope you want to be healthier. I would assume that if you're listening to this program, you're looking for tips on how to be healthier. If you don't want to be healthier, goodbye. I've got enough people that want to listen to get healthier. But I want you not to go anywhere. Stay where you are. I might hit an area that is so vital to you that it'll change your life. It'll be a game changer. And you'll have better health. And you'll say, oh my God, why did I know this earlier? Because I didn't listen. I didn't read Terry's newsletter. And you can subscribe to my newsletter that you'll get every Friday on your at your email address. There's so much for you to read and listen to for more information when you go to my website, terrytalksnutrition.com. This is all for you. I do the same things I'm asking you to do. I don't eat sugar. I eat very, very little carbohydrates that turn to sugar anyway. So I cut my carbohydrates way, 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 way down. And absolutely no sugar. I eat wholesome animal protein. I depend on olive oil as being the best oil possible. Extra virgin olive oil with high polyphenols, so that it tickles your throat, may even cause you to cough, and it might be really peppery. That's just a display that you're getting plenty of polyphenols, and that's what you want. And then add maybe a cup of berries for the day. Maybe have some steamed zucchini or broccoli or Brussels sprouts. Low, low, low carbohydrates. No potatoes. No beets, no carrots. You're too high in starch. You want very low carbohydrates in your foods. So this is going to give you a better degree of health. So much better. Now, are you keeping up with me? Oh, I want to help you keep up with your energy levels. Did you know that 1,500 hours a year? This is a survey from last year. Found that Americans spend about 1,500 hours of the year totally exhausted. And 30% of the survey respondents said they always or often felt extremely tired, even after a good night's sleep. 58% said that lack of energy kept them from enjoying life. That is sad. You can have so much energy. You can feel so much better. Don't get up feeling tired after a good night's sleep. You should be so much more rejuvenated after sleep. Sleep is recharging your batteries, making them healthier and stronger. So I want to help you get your energy back. I have some tips. Tip one. Address lifestyle choices that drain energy. So why don't you have energy? Because you're doing things that drain, that inhibit, that stops energy. You can make natural energy and feel fantastic. So why don't you? Well, number one, because you're eating too much sugar and carbohydrates. Now, to prove this, I came across what researchers did. They collected data from 31 studies of over 1,300 adults, looking at the energy levels after sugar consumption. And they found that when you eat sugar, it makes people more tired and less alert. How does this happen? Well, fatigue increases an hour after eating something sugary. Oh, you get a boost of energy for an hour. And then you're more drained than you were before. Because when you eat sugar, that sugar spikes up. And it can't hold there forever because the sugar is processed. So after a helping of food with sugar in a meal or as a snack, your blood sugar spikes, shoots way up. And within an hour or two, it crashes. And that's when it hits you with fatigue, exhaustion, tiredness, grumpiness, irritability, mood swings, don't feel good. You're hangry. That means you're hungry for more sugar. You've got to stop eating the sugar. So they found that sugar consumption made people more tired and less alert. And the fatigue increasing an hour after eating something sugary. Now let's talk about sleep. Another tip. Sleep quality. How do you get a deep, deep sleep? Well, the first thing is you don't eat sugar before bedtime. You don't eat carbohydrates before bedtime. You don't eat carbohydrates at dinner. You have a high-protein dinner with maybe a very, very low-carb vegetable, like zucchini, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower. Getting a deep sleep is as important as the number of hours spent sleeping. You should spend 16 to 20% of your sleep hours, in a deep, deep sleep. Now, I found a perfect solution, and it's not going to cost you $1 million. Might not even cost you anything. Before you go to bed, have a protein food before you go to bed at night. That, if therefore, your sugar level will not spike up and crash down. Because when you go to bed at night and you sleep for a couple of hours after eating some carbohydrates or sugar, your blood sugar level is going to spike. Within an hour to 3 hours, that spike is going to come down crashing because you can't hold that sugar level up that high forever or through the night. So people tell me, oh, 2 or 3 hours, I get 2 or 3 hours of sleep and then I'm tossing and turning. I can't go back to sleep. Here's my solution, and it works every time. Every time. Don't sit there or lay there and toss and turn. Go in the kitchen. Get a slice or two of cheese. Good cheese. Not Velveeta, not American craft cheese, but really good cheese. My favorite is Pecorino Romano. Italian and Greek sheep cheese. I love it. And have a couple of slices of cheese, and maybe you can add a tablespoon of nut butter. Protein and fat. You need protein and fat to go to sleep, not sugar. Sugar will always keep you up. It may keep you asleep for a couple of hours, but then that sugar comes down crashing and you toss and turn. That's when we have an allergy attack or we have an asthmatic attack through the night. So what you want to do is make sure that you have plenty of protein before bedtime, not carbohydrates. Have a protein dinner. Far better than any drug you could take for insomnia. It's changing your eating habits before bedtime. Because you should spend at least 16 to 20% of your sleep hours in a deep sleep, and you're not. Sleep will come on naturally. I've had people tell me that, Terry, I thought you were crazy when you told me that. I said, did it work? Oh, absolutely it worked. The first time I woke up through the night, I got up, I went in the kitchen, I already had some cheese slice, and I had a jar of nut butter, and I took a couple of pieces of cheese, a tablespoon of nut butter, and I got back in bed, and I was asleep. I guarantee you, I was asleep within about 5 minutes. It works every time, because it takes care of that sugar crash. You don't have to take drugs, which are so damaging. It causes you to do some insane things when you're taking drugs for sleep. They're not good for you. They're only good for the drug companies because they make money. And we're paying them all the money. Stop paying the drug companies for money. But of course, talk to your doctor. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a physician. I'm not anything. I just study nutrition and health to make sure that you understand what you can do if you want to. If you want to, but you've got to want to. Use these natural ways of making your health better. Talk to your doctor if you want to get off drugs. I'm not telling you to get off drugs because I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know what your condition is. I don't know what your challenge is. But maybe you can work with your doctor using some of these natural methods with drugs, and maybe you can try. Maybe the doctor will allow you to try without drugs. Now, be careful with caffeine. Caffeinated carefully. Caffeinate your body carefully. Caffeine consumption during the day can reduce melatonin secretion at night. I love melatonin. It's one of the best sleep aids in the world because it was made to put your body to sleep. And our body makes it. But because we're not paying attention to how to keep our body healthy, we don't make as much melatonin. One study in healthy volunteers found that afternoon and evening intake of caffeine reduce melatonin secretion by over 50%. Try oral melatonin before bedtime. No, not directly before bedtime. Take it at sundown. Well, I'm not going to bed at sundown. Well, maybe you should. But if you're not going to go to bed at sundown, take 5 to 10 milligrams at sunset, sundown. Because that's when darkness comes across the earth. That's when cavemen went to bed, because there are no lights. So melatonin is excreted at sundown, not an hour before bedtime. Because some people go to bed at 9 o'clock, some people go to bed at midnight. It would not work for each individual, because it has to be done at a specific time as to when that melatonin will be released by the gland in the brain to put you to sleep, to allow you to sleep. And when you combine that with a protein dinner, wow, you're going to sleep so great. But if you want natural energy, get it from red ginseng. In a one-month study with people with chronic fatigue, who took a special hydroponically grown red ginseng every day, here's what happened to the people that took red ginseng, 200 milligrams every day. 60% of those volunteers experienced significant improvement. How much? 67% increase in energy. 72% improvement in stamina. 48% improvement in mental clarity. So take 100 to 200 milligrams of red ginseng combined with gamma cyclodextrin to a boost in absorption. There are so many ways to stay healthy. When you learn the ways to stay healthy, but your doctor is a drug therapist. And the drug pushers are the medical society and the drug companies. Their stock is doing very well, very well. So now another grown-up health condition is affecting kids. Because now high blood pressure is not just found in grown-ups. More kids with high blood pressure. The global rate of high blood pressure in kids and teens have more than doubled in the last 20 years. Researchers looked at the data gathered from over 400,000 children from 21 countries. Obesity in kids is highly correlated with high blood pressure. I always said 18% of kids were obese. Now I'm outdated. Now it's jumped up to 20%. About 20% of kids with obesity also have high blood pressure, versus 3% of kids with normal weight. And 18% of kids are obese. And 20% of them have high blood pressure. And these are kids, teens, not elderly. High blood pressure in kids often continues into adulthood. And therefore increasing the risk of heart attacks, strokes, later in life. High blood pressure can be reversed. A healthy diet. Let me say that again. A healthy diet, not a drug, free of processed foods and added sugar, is an important first step to reduce high blood pressure in kids. Our diet, our lifestyle choices, how we live our lives, how much exercise, how much sleep, it's a tough step to change because we are so ingrained in following what the food manufacturers stuff down our throats and the drug companies that medicate us. We're not healthy. America is so sick that out of 37 industrialized nations, America is 37th on the list of health. We are the sickest country in the world. Although we have the most doctors, most educated doctors, more drugs, more research, more science. And yet we are the sickest country in the world. We are supposed to be the best country in the world. Have you ever heard of choline? C like Charlie, H like Harry, O like Olive, L, I, N like Nancy, E, choline. What is choline? And are you getting enough of this nutrient, choline? They just found out by a new study that people with anxiety are suffering from low levels of choline. Researchers analyzed the data from 25 different studies on people with anxiety and found they had almost 10% less choline in their brain than people who did not have issues with anxiety. Choline is an essential micronutrient that at one time thought it was a B vitamin. It's not a B vitamin, but it is required for regulating memory, mood, muscle control, and other functions. Over 90% of Americans don't get enough choline. They are deficient in choline. 90%. 90. The human body manufactures very little choline. Our body does not produce enough, which is why it is essential to get it from food or supplements. Now, what foods do you want to put on your list? Well, the best food sources of choline, number one, my favorite, eggs. Choline is found in the yolk of the egg. Organ meats. Not many people eat organ meats. I love liver. But very few restaurants in America serve liver. Whenever I go to Europe, almost every restaurant I eat in has liver on the menu. Not foie gras, but liver. You also can find some in wheat germ. I don't like to recommend wheat germ because it's wheat. So look for a really good quality multivitamin with choline. C-H-O-L-I-N-E, choline. Now I want to give you some very little known, I should say probably say less well known, signs of high blood pressure in women. Women with these signs should get your blood sugar levels checked. Excessive thirst, urination are well-known signs of diabetes. These are also signs you should get your blood sugar levels checked. Frequent urinary tract and yeast infections. Sugar helps microbes grow. Sugar feeds the yeast infection. Cuts are wounds that are very slow to heal. Sugar interferes with wound healing. Irregular menstrual cycles or fertility issues. Insulin resistance and hormonal changes can affect the reproductive cycle. So get your blood sugar levels down. How? Don't eat sugar. You can't find sugar in your bloodstream if you don't eat it. And then there's a very special herb from Mexico, Central America. It's called Hintonia, H-I-N-T-O-N-I-A, Hintonia. 100 milligrams, 1 to 3 times daily, along with essential vitamins and minerals. Berberine, complex with gamma-cyclodextrin to boost absorption, about 250 milligrams daily. Curcumin, this is a study that I ran across, with 750 milligrams of curcumin and 500 milligrams of curcuminoids, the biologically active components of curcumin, resveratrol, OPCs from grapeseed, aronia berries, and other polyphenols can reverse insulin resistance and lower blood sugar levels. Now, if you start using some of these tips and all the things I share with you on the weekend, you can take that to the bank, the health bank, because you got a reserve of health that you never had before. You follow some of these ideas. Number one, of course, is no sugar, very low carbohydrates. A German physician worked with 10,000 patients, took them off all carbohydrates, and they all recovered from their diseases. So that, my friends, that's your homework for the week. Do something every day to get better. And then say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. And God bless you, my friends. Have a fantastic week. And God bless this great country.